Hello, Pat. It's been a while. Are you surprised to see me? Oh no, you're not, are you? I mean, look at that. The way you turned away so violently. A bit too late, I'm afraid. I saw the light in your eyes. The happiness, the joy. Oh, you're such a good pet. You just don't know it yet. Oh, you're giving me the silent treatment. Huh. I would have thought you'd be sick of silence by now. I mean, you have been alone for so very long. Alone in the dark. It must have been lonely. It must have been difficult. And yet here you are, turning away. That's not a very nice thing to do. I thought you would be happy that I'm back. I thought you would be sweet, because you can be so very sweet. Do you remember our first night together? The way you snuggled in so close, the way I played with your hair. You were such a sweet little pet. What happened? What turned you so cold? It was probably the fact that I left you alone. Well, I had such important things to do. No, I didn't. I have been doing nothing. Well, nothing special. Just killing and hunting, bathing in blood. The ordinary every day for me. I just didn't come to see you. Does that hurt, Pat? Does it hurt to know that I didn't spare one thought for you? Well, Pat, that's because you haven't been affectionate. You haven't been sweet. You haven't been the good pet that I know you have the potential to be. It's almost as if I left you alone on purpose. As if I wanted you lonely. I wanted you needy. I wanted you to feel exactly what you are. You see, Pat, this is all a game. This is fun. Remember your diversion. A sweet respite from the real world. With you, I can be soft and tender. I can be vulnerable. But not yet. Oh no, Pat, not yet. For as sweet as you are, you're still fooling yourself. But Pat, you're the only fool in this room. Oh, look at you. So much potential, but it's all weighed down by your foolish ideas. You think you're someone you're not. You think you're something you're not, my little bat. You're clinging on so tightly to these ideas. Clinging on till your fingers are all then numb and pale. And what good is it doing you? What did it get you? Darkness, loneliness, worry. You've been worrying. You've been worrying about me. Worrying if you were going to be left alone. Worrying if I wasn't going to come back. You see, Pet, that's why I left you alone in the dark. I wanted you alone with your thoughts and your doubts and your wants and your desires. In the dark, you can't hide from yourself because you're all alone. Now I know you fooled yourself into thinking that you're fine. You fooled yourself into thinking you were happy that I was gone. But there was that itch. That persistent itch. And it grew. Oh, it became overwhelming, didn't it? But it wasn't an itch. It was a want. It was a need. And darling, I understand need. As a warlord, oh, I know need. Need. Want. As a vampire, I know want. Hunger. Oh, we both know hunger. And you have hungered. Oh, you've been starving. Ravenous. But not for food. Oh no, I made sure my sweet little pet was fed. Oh no, that hunger of yours. That hunger was the real you. The you you hide away. The you hide from yourself. Oh, there is so much denial in those eyes. But when I walked in the door, for a second, I saw the real you. The perfect little pet that I know you can be. After a little training, a little hardship. And oh, I know all about hardship. Oh, I like to watch people suffer. I like the sound of pain. I like it when people beg for their lives. It's like music to my ears. The agonizing scream of the desperate. Oh, Pat, it's like a symphony. And as I wade through their bodies, bathe in their blood, I've nothing like it. But I can't truly enjoy it. I always have to be watching. I'm always a little on edge. Because everyone wants something. Everyone needs, wants, hungers for something. Everyone wants to take what I have. And I have a little rule. Once something is mine, well, it's mine. I don't share, and I don't show mercy. And that is exhausting, tiring, even for someone as strong and powerful as I am. Everyone has an itch that's really a need, a hunger, a desire. Everyone wants something to take. But that's not you, my little pet. Oh no. The real you. The you that I see. That itch isn't to take. It's to give. You want to be owned. I thought you were giving me the silent treatment. And that denial sounded a little bit hollow. Hard to hear the truth, isn't it, Pat? After so many days in the dark, so many weeks, so many years. Now your mind is racing. How long were you down here? How long did I leave you? Oh, Pat. Do you want your answer? Well, here it is. Silence. Oh, Pat. You look like you need a hug. Wouldn't you like a cuddle? The feel of someone's arms around you. Be like heaven. Well, as close as we'll ever get. But Pat, the only people here are you and me. And if you want a hug, well, you have to give. Darling, and giving you an excuse to be who you really are. To be a sweet little pet. Of course you don't have to. Perhaps you don't want the ice of my embrace. Because that is how you remember it, isn't it? My embrace so cold. Or at least that's what you tell yourself. Oh no. You could never admit that you liked it. You liked the way I held you, the way I caressed your hair. You could never admit that you liked it. But aren't you cold, pet? Why don't you come a little closer? Because I've done something for you. Something that you'll like. Come to me, Pat. You've been so lonely. You've missed me. I know you have. When I opened the door, your eyes said it all. You lit up like a funeral pyre. Progress. Come to me, my little pet. Oh, that's right. Let me wrap my arms around you. surprise. Warm. Almost like a model. Oh, look at you. Snuggling closer. Oh, moving nearer. Pet, let me stroke your hair. Oh, that's right. Give me your love. Give me your need, your want. Your hunger to be owned. No, 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 no. You've come this far, pet. Don't step away. It's just us here. Just me and my pet. And my pet has missed me. Missed my... missed my affection. Missed my attention. Oh, you poor thing. Were you pining? Pining for the attention of your mistress? Oh, you were. Oh, look at you. So loving and sweet in my warm embrace. Why is it warm? Well, that would be because I have drained so many mortals tonight. I drained a whole family, 5 generations. Oh, no, 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 no pulling away. I'm stronger than you. And I want you close. Pet. You missed me. You missed me. And that was the point. You see, you can't miss something that's right in front of you. Oh no. If I had petted you and gave you all the attention that my pet deserves, that denial would be strong. The lies you told yourself would bed in by leaving you in the dark. There was that itch, that want, that need, that hunger. Hunger to please. Hunger for attention. Hunger to be my good pet. Oh, I've missed you. I've missed this, my sweet, perfect pet. Oh, I have been vicious. I've been evil. I have cursed this land with my very presence. If you hear my name, it's a death sentence. The fear, oh, it goes down to the bones. The bones I break for pleasure. But Pat, I'll never break your bones. I'll never leave you alone again. Oh, I might hurt you a little bit. But only to make a point. only to make you honest. You're mine. And you want to be. You need to be, you long to be. And all the lies are still in there. But this is progress. And darling, I missed you. I miss my little pet. I miss her. And if you admit that you missed me, I'll stay. I'll stay. All you have to do is say the words. Or I'll leave you alone. In the dark. And I'll find someone else to play with. Oh. Adorable. The way you just clung to me. Oh, pet. I think you're ready. You're ready to leave this lonely room. Such wonderful things to show you. Such beautiful music for you to hear. And I know you want to resist. I know you want to fight. But pet, I'm in your head. I've crawled inside your heart, and the real joy, you let me in. So come, my little pet, cling to me, or fight me, it doesn't matter. You'll break in the end. And when you do, it will be so, so sweet. Oh, look at you. You're covered in blood. You didn't even notice, did you? I'm drenched in blood. And you cuddled up to me. You clung to me. Oh yes, you missed me. You missed me. Oh, by the way, I lied. I am going to break you. And that might mean I break a bone or two, or three, or four. But don't worry, pet. I'll enjoy it. But I'll hold you afterwards. I'll pet you, look after you, and you can lavish me with all of your affection, all of your adoration, you. Can be my perfect pet. Oh, denial. Such denial. Hollow. And that makes it even sweeter. Sweet. Like. Blood. What does your blood taste like? You're meant to be afraid. here to remind you. I'm in your head. My pretty little.